It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We back with a season three. Can you believe this?
I'm trying to touch the states this
time. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, whole new year, whole new look.
Yeah, Sean, like a
new co-host, new artist. Hey, man, let's have some new fun.
Now I'm in the game. I was on the bench. First I was renting, now I'm collecting rent. Run it up. First it with the Beamer, now I want the Benz. Spending all the back like, here I go again. Outside says a chirp, not a camera phone. Told you I'ma make, keep the channels on. Why you acting different when the camera's on? Why you acting different like your paper long?
Hey, yo. Hey, I want to welcome y'all to the Bobby Dollars Show. It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. And today I have a special guest with me, man. One of my homeboys, one of the homies. You know I'm on Twitter as at Chubby Eldris Elba. Is that how you say it, cuz?
Chubby Eldris Elba's in the building. That's what it is.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. How you doing, homie? How you been?
Man, blessed, man. Excited to get a record going, man.
Yeah.
I love meeting up with you.
Yeah. It's been a minute, man. Yeah, so it's been cool, man. You know, it's been a long ride for all of us. You know, I just bought a house and all of that shit, man. And you know, I've been moving around a little bit. And what's been going on your end lately, though?
Bro, I just started season 5 of my show. Mm-hmm. Excited about that. Excited to get some more content out there. I just did my first episode for the season. Just kind of doing new things, trying new things, and hopefully I can get a new reach with this season, doing different episodes and topics.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah, season 5. I like that. Yeah, well, here we are right here, season 3 of the Bobby Dollar Show, man. So today, man, I got you on. I'm glad. It's been a few minutes. The last time we actually touched bases was doing the story Freeze, and I'm going to have to get with you on that because we still got a couple more episodes that has to be edited and pushed out. And then we'll actually talk about doing some other things, you know, here in the near future. But today we talking dysfunctional relationships, man. So give us a few seconds. We'll be right back, man, and we're going to get into some dysfunctional type shit.
Remix, and we about to kill this shit. See, I went and got a little help to get the whole club popping like Greek Nick. We got Rosé, a little Bombay, a little piece of rock, and we fade as soon as we step in. We got your chick and your chick and your chick, and I know you hate it, cause we lining up the shots. Youngin' got the heat to make them pop. Soon as we hit the parking lot, then we see all the panties dry. There ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. Yo bitch choosing on a real nigga, let a chill nigga. That's real, cause I'm so fucked up, and I'm talking my shit. Way too high to be tripping like this. Niggas hate hard, bitches all on my dick. Is this what you want? I'ma put it like this. Lay it down to the arc train, Chris Remix. Say you love it, you love it, girl.
Man, it's your big homie Bobby Dollars, and we are back to the Bobby Dollars Show. I got my homeboy Brian on here, man. Hey, we talking dysfunctional relationships today, man. So dysfunctional relationships, bro. I don't know, man. They come dime a dozen, to be honest with you. Like, it's all types of dysfunction that can create that toxic moment inside of every relationship. You know what I'm saying? What do you think? What do you think, man?
Relationship.
You say
what? I'm thinking. What's a toxic relationship? How do I know it's toxic or dysfunctional? Like, what do you think that means, man?
Shit, I don't know, man. Dysfunction, bro. Like, hella conflict, high levels of conflict, a lot of drama between the two individuals, you know, the two partners, man, like always going at each other's throat, always arguing about the little shit, always just back and forth with the pettiness. And it'd be serious. It's not like no game or nothing. It's like real. You know what I'm saying? I think that's right. one of the number one things of dysfunction in a relationship.
You ever been in a dysfunctional relationship?
Shit, I might be in one right now. Shit.
Nah, you ain't something steady.
Yeah, this has been steady. That's true, man. But, you know, I won't say, because this is the only relationship that I've been in, man, since I was 18. So I really can't say it. I'm more than sure my relationship has been dysfunctional at times. And we probably have grown from it. It really ain't no telling. Like, I really can't say, but I have seen and I have talked to, and shit, I've even counseled a couple of the homies and their relationships because they patterns of dysfunction. And you know what I'm saying? I would just say it's more so ignorance in their relationships because they just didn't know each other. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, it was some crazy shit. Like, no communication and not knowing each other is what caused their dysfunction in some of those that I actually help people with. I mean, like, what about you, though? You been in dysfunctional?
I've only been in one. I think I've truly been in one dysfunctional relationship. I don't like arguments. So, like, that's what really stuck out for me and how I knew it was toxic, because that's not like me at all. To find somebody that can elicit that and be a conduit to all that was, like, a real big, I want to say soul tie. Because it's not natural. And I think that that's where people find themselves in relationships because, what did you say? I think you said that they don't know each other. I don't know if it's that they don't know each other. I think it's commitment. I think that your commitment ends when you start getting toxic, when you, start inviting, arguments and disagreements and you refuse to compromise and you create a toxic environment and things get unhealthy. We like to call them irreconcilable, right? That's just a reflection of commitment.
I see what you're saying. I heard you say about two or three times in there about arguing, like arguing. You know, that arguing thing, man, like, you know what? Let's take a quick second, man. And when we come back, man, we gonna lay this argument thing out, because that's one of the major keys in dysfunctional relationships is really arguing.
Follow me. Nigga who?
Nigga who? Don't switch your flow, get your dough. Can't fuck with the fuck up shit though. Switch your flow, get your dough. Can't fuck with the fuck up shit.
Motherfuckers wanna act logo. Hit it with numerous shots with the fofo. Packers wanna took a popo, smoke them like cocoa. Fuck rap, coke by the boatload. Fuck that on the run by gun high, one eye closed. Left holes, who some got closed. Stop your bullshit, clock with the full clip. Motherfuckers better duck when the full spit. One shot can make a nigga do a full flip. Seen a nigga lay a shock on the full head. I hate my high, you know niggas wanna buy you. But see me, I wanna fuck for free. Like I got nothing to try, make it feel it inside your belly. If it's tight, get the KY jelly. All night, get your wide up inside the telly. Side to side till you say, JC, you're too much for me.
Nigga,
you think you can fuck with me?
Nigga,
recognize, girl, straight to the Z.
Nigga,
think you can fuck with me?
Nigga,
recognize, girl, straight to the Z.
First, I'm gon' stack my flow.
And
then I'm gon' stack some more.
And then what?
Close shop, then I do my count. Hide the rest of the yams at my auntie house.
And then what?
Get fresh and jump in one of them cars.
Yeah.
Hit the club and get one of them bras.
And then what?
Hit some rap, be on the way to the house. My 345, I be kicking it out.
Patty cake,
microwave.
Circles make a square.
Goddamn, I'm paid.
I'm so cool, but I'm so hot, and I'm so fly, and you're so not. Show me what you're working with, just like that.
Like that.
Turn around, bend over, bring it back.
Bring it back.
Slow man, fresh, bring it back.
Bring it back.
Manny fresh, no man is around.
Grind up in the club.
Yeah, I'm so crazy.
These other rappers act just like Patrick Swayze. I try to tell them, but these niggas ain't hear me. Most bird.
All right, so we back, man. It's the big homie Bobby Dollars again. You listening to the Bobby Dollars Show, and we kind of laying out, man, dysfunctional relationships right now. And one of the key things that we was talking about before, you know, we let the tunes play was arguing, man. Like my man B over here, I heard him say in his last statement, you know, arguing is key. Like everybody always argues in every single dysfunctional relationship. But I think what that is just an imbalance of power. You know what I'm saying? Like I think that's two people fighting to see who can run who. You know what I'm saying? Who can have the last word and the last say on whatever topic or whatever they consider to be important in the relationship. And I don't know. I can't say that it's right or wrong, but I feel like most of the time, you know, depending upon the individual and the situation in the relationship, you know, the man is really supposed to take the lead on a lot of that and let the stress be on his shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I shouldn't have to argue about a lot of things, but I don't know. What you think, bro?
You said imbalance of power. And I mean, what sticks out to me is the point I was making. If you're in a relationship with somebody who wants there to be chaos or imbalance and refuses to bend and get in your direction, I mean, you're going to have that continual conflict. Because like I said, I think it's all about commitment. Once a woman has decided that she's not committed, she's comfortable with that. That's not a woman's nature to let things be so dysfunctional. I don't want to say it's all on them, but that's the benefits of a woman for me being in a relationship. Someone to kind of get us in the middle, to get us straight, to make sure we are at harmony. And that's how I'm able to identify if I'm in a toxic situation. If it's a chick that cannot help me right the ship or get things right, I know that I need to run.
That's what's up, man. But it's just like I'm figuring, like, okay, so everybody different, everybody's relationship is different. We could contest that conflict can go both ways in any type of relationship, no matter what the relationship is, whether it's a partnership, a friendship, a marriage, whatever. Conflict is conflict. All right. The arguing. We going there. Okay. So arguing is a real, real sign of dysfunction. If y'all can't seem to agree upon things or even to agree to disagree, then like I said, it's got to be an imbalance of power. It's got to be one of those things where one of you feel like I should be in charge and you should be hearing what I have to say and you're not trying to. And sometimes, you know, you have men that feel like, you know, my word is everything. And no matter what I say, everything goes. And then you have some men that feel like certain things is going to be my way or no way. And other things we can compromise on. But then you also have those guys that just say, well, baby, you make the call. I mean, don't you think that would be like the creation of imbalance of power?
You know, I think that's trust, that you can't say trust. When you want to partner with someone and you can't rely on them, trust them to do their part, I think that's all trust. Just like I said, commitment is another foundation that leads to the always being in dysfunction or in a heated situation, a tense situation. And then that trust factor is where you really either rely on your partner or you retreat or you run away or you look for options, because no one's going to go to a partner over and over and over again and they're disappointing them and they're hurting them and they're failing to have any accountability and everything else that comes next and next and next.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I can agree with about 80% of that. I see exactly what you're saying with the whole trust thing, but I just feel like trust, like if you don't believe in an individual, if you don't see what that other person is saying, you're not gonna ever trust them, their word, their judgment, or any of that. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of get it. I kind of get what you're saying, and it makes sense. I think I heard you say about commitment too. You know, I think another thing about being dysfunctional is people that won't be held accountable for their actions. Like people that want to place the blame on people. You know what I'm saying? Like just placing the blame in particular would be a type of dysfunction because you just don't want to assume accountability. And I think that creates arguments, that creates shit, people from being disengaged. You know what I'm saying? Because like if I'm arguing with you all the time emotionally, I'm disengaged. Like I don't want to sit next to you and watch no fucking TV show. Because as soon as I say something, we're going to start arguing. You know what I'm saying?
You call somebody like that, though, eventually, and in the culture right now, we're quick to call someone a narcissist or narcissistic. But that's in line with all those toxic behaviors. The narcissist enters the relationship, and it's all about them. There's no regard for the other person. And I think that most people get blinded with the narcissist because they have honest intentions, and they're optimistic, or they look to ideals. They think that things are going to work themselves out. They assume that there's rationale. And you don't really get that with a narcissist, just like we're talking about now with accountability. These people aren't going to own up to what they're doing wrong. So if there's no inclusion point, there's no middle ground, there's no, I guess, ration, how can you rationally and pragmatically move forward? You can't. Yeah, it's just going to be manipulation.
I got you. I see what you're saying. All right, man. Well, let's take a quick break, man. When we come back, man, we'll talk a little bit more about this dysfunctional relationship type shit. I don't know, man. We talked about the power thing, the arguing, people placing the blame on each other, man. Yeah, okay. So I don't know. Only other thing I can really think about is like resentment, I guess, like being resentful. So yeah, man, let's take a quick break. When we come back, man, we'll staple down this resentment, man, and figure out how this is a part of being dysfunctional. For a minute, it was looking like I didn't love one of those guys. Looking for a special lady to save me, maybe I'll never be satisfied. Had a couple bad looks and a couple dimes. I'm looking for you. Why it's so hard to find? I thought I took one step, I took two back. I'm not even close this time, and that's a fact. All I know is that we be the perfect match. So where you at, love? Just gotta find you here.
Represent for bad bitches all around the world. The way you put it down in between the sheets is like no other girl. You done took it to a whole nother level of freakiness when you blow my mind. To the point where all the other women kinda feeling like you stole they shine. So I better come weed it, ha, and I better come spleed it. And I admit that I'm feeling a little pressure when you telling me I better come get it, ha, but I'm the man for the G.O. Can't nobody do it quite like I do. And the same go for you, we a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you. Why you saying?
So we back, man. Welcome back, Bobby Dollar Show. Got my homeboy on here, my homeboy Brian. Hey, B, say what's up to the people, man.
Man, what's happening?
Hey, tell them how they can find you, bro. Like, talk to me a little bit about your Modern Man podcast real quick before we jump into some more of this dysfunction.
Man, come check me out. I'm on all platforms. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. You catch me on TikTok. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm at Chubby Idris Elba. We on the fifth season of Modern Black Man podcast. It's been an incredible ride, actually. I know I started my podcast and I'm just satisfied with all the guests that I've had, all the connections I made, all the people I've met, all the topics I've explored. And I just want to continue to challenge myself to keep growing and to really stay relevant in the culture, because it's a lot of podcasters out there and in the community. And I mean, everybody's doing something different, it seems like, every day. Right. And you can see everybody growing, and it's just, you know, it's amazing. I love it. And I just want to continue to contribute and, you know, grow my platform and just be a part of it all going on.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Hey, that's what's up, man. So, yeah, I check out the homeboy, man. Modern Man. You say Modern Day Man or Modern Man?
Modern Black Man Podcast.
Modern Black Man.
On Apple Podcast, yeah. Stitcher, Spotify. I'm on Anchor. I'm all out there. I'm on everywhere where you can get podcasts except for Amazon.
Man, we ain't doing no shouts out right there, bro. All right, man. So we work in this dysfunctional relationship thing, man. And I don't know. So the last thing that I had thought in my mind was like resentment. Being resentful of the person that you with can definitely cause a ton of conflict, a ton of arguing, shit, being disengaged, just all of that shit, man. Like just complete dysfunction within your entire household, really, to be honest, because even if you got kids walking around, you know, you'll kind of turn the kids against that person, or that person will turn the kids against you, because you know how it is, man. Dysfunction creates a bidding war. You always want the most. So it is what it is, man. But yeah, I'm thinking resentment, man. What you think?
Man, resentment is a horrible thing to live with. And you realize that when you're resentful, because all the things we're talking about, there's stubbornness, and it's being stubborn with your heart. I think if you even read the Bible, it talks about the dangers of this. We have so many allegories. You know, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Resentment. And that's the last place I want to be. So, I mean, if you see yourself in a situation where you're feeling resentful, or you feel like you are being resented, you have one or two choices. You have that conversation, you come together and you fix things, or you observe the destruction that leads to the undoing of the relationship in the end.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So, hey, shout out to that part, because if you're in a relationship, man, and you're dealing with, like, destructive or harmful or abusive behavior from the person that you with, man, let that shit go, man, because that shit is absolutely dysfunctional, and it's just gonna create a mental time lapse in your head, man, to where every time anything occurs that makes you uncomfortable, you're gonna refer back to that entire situation, mm-hmm. man, and it just builds a wall. Mm-hmm. It makes you not like people, you know what I'm saying? And it really can fuck up your life. It really can, man. So I don't know, B. So tell me, man, how do we fix a dysfunctional relationship? Now that's the task at hand. That's what we gotta lie all the intelligence and all the emotion and compassion, everything, it's all gotta go to this point right here. How do you fix the dysfunction in a relationship? First off, I'm telling you, go seek professional help, goddamn it. Don't be a my bad, that slipped out wrong. Look here.
No,
if you need help, if you need help, man, don't be afraid to get it, because Black folks tend to always think that going to see a therapist of some sort is like bad, like you got some kind of incurable disease or something because you saw a therapist. Like, man, that's wrong. Like, it's all good. You can do that, man. I mean, what else do you think, bro?
Honestly, you have to assess the other person's commitment level when you're in a dysfunctional relationship, because that's why it's dysfunctional. And that's why so many narcissists prevail, because they need an empath. To be a real narcissist, a successful narcissist, a productive narcissist, you have to have somebody that's invested in you as the narcissist to continue to antagonize the situation. You got to have somebody that wants it to work with you and wants your relationship to be successful to drag them. And that's unfortunately hard for people to see, because we're in these relationships and we do everything we can to keep the situation going and to keep everyone happy. The person that doesn't deserve you is going to be the one that you're working endlessly for and not getting anything from, because it's tested, tried, and true since the beginning of time. This is the foundation of pimp. This is just what it is.
It really is. Man, look, basically, man, he said all that to say, hey, take full responsibility for yourself, man. If it's your fault, say it's your fault and fix that shit. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, give your partner an opportunity to win your trust back. Like, don't just shut down and get on no petty shit, man. Like, talk that shit out just for a second. Just for a second. I mean, even if it's day by day, man, just talk it out just for a second. Let that shit ride, because you got to remember, man, it's hard to start over. And I know me personally, no matter how much I might not want to be in my relationship some days, I ain't got time to be trying to teach a whole nother woman how to cook for me and the stuff that I like and how I like my house clean, stuff like that. Like, hey, that's crazy, man. And you got to compromise on certain things, but certain things, man, you just won't when you've always been who you are. You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy, man. That shit is crazy. But seek professional help.
It's not fun when you're not yourself, right? A relationship isn't rewarding the same way when you're wearing that mask.
Yeah.
The whole point of a relationship is to fully grow as your true self, not find yourself. And I think that's where a lot of people realize that it's a terminal point for them when they're finding themselves versus a situation where they've been found.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And that's true too, man. So finding yourself, man, that also can entail like the compassion part I was talking about before. Like when you finding yourself, you got to always remember to be compassionate to other people, man, mm-hmm. because that compassion, man, you can show a person that you care a little bit and shit, they reciprocate. And before you know it, you built the foundation with another individual. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I mean, that's what kind of make it fun for you in the long run, building those relationships. You know what I'm saying? That's what helps remove the dysfunction, you know, learning each other and figuring shit out together on certain levels. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
When you can sit down and you can talk about certain stuff that you know you couldn't talk about with other people, you know, hey, that dependency, it grows. And that's what makes the relationship a little bit stronger. Now, I'm always saying, and I'm always going to be an advocate of knowing that history trumps love. Like history, like you got to build history before you can be in love with a person. Like you fall in love with an individual because of the things that y'all have done over that last 6 months to a year to create that bond. You know what I'm saying? And even in marriage, you know what I'm saying? Like you'd be like, that's my baby daddy. That's why baby mamas and baby daddies think they can get it anytime. Like, yeah, that's my baby daddy, I can get it anytime I want because they got history. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even about who he in love with right now, it's about their history. They got a kid together, they might have filed bankruptcy together, they might have been in a fucking car crash together and had to go to therapy together and heal. I mean, like, history trumps love, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's why some old relationships that didn't end bad, you'll be at the grocery store with your chick, or you might see a chick that you was hella in love with in high school and y'all just went y'all separate ways and it was never no bad feelings. When you see her, you'll feel comfortable walking up, what's up, girl? Give her a hug and shit. And your girl, like, who is that? You know, hey, it's like that because of the history y'all got. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always.
And that's a healthy history too. Like in the Bible where it talks about forgive, forgave, and forgiven, right?
Yeah.
Really being able to move on and really being a good character for yourself where you can wish them to do well. I think that's recovering from a dysfunctional relationship. I'm lucky that I feel like I've experienced that where you really can be in a situation, it'd be toxic, it'd be bad, whatever. But to come back to it and not despise it or the person that you had that dysfunction with, I think that's a maturation process that a lot of us are seeking in our relationships, having relationships and wanting to navigate them successfully.
Yeah, that's what time it is right there. All right, man, we're gonna take a quick break, bro, and when we come back, man, we're gonna locate some of these red flags in the relationship so that way you'll know if this individual is dysfunctional or not. You hear me? So hey, after these little toony tunes, man, we come back, we're gonna get down right quick.
Like this.
man. It's the Bobby Dollar Show. Hey, right now, we're talking dysfunctional relationships. Me and the homeboy B, man, we just took a quick ride trying to figure out how to fix a dysfunctional relationship. And, you know, we came up with a few, you know what I'm saying, I guess pretty good, I guess, gestures that you can use, you know what I'm saying, to make the situation better for you in your relationship. But right now, man, we looking at the red flags. What are the red flags in a relationship to let you know that your relationship is either toxic already or becoming toxic or dysfunctional? What would you say one of the red flags would be, bro?
I think that the way that the partner talks to you is a huge indication of how they feel about you. Because like we established earlier, it's about your bond. You feel connected to somebody, and hopefully you like the person that you're in a situation or relationship with.
Yeah, that ain't always the truth, but yeah.
Right? But that's the awakening that we have when it's dysfunctional. It's like, this motherfucker don't even like me. This tongue me crazy. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Frustrated, and then you get it right back to him, and then y'all go back and forth, and there's no mediation when it's a dysfunctional relationship like we established. There's no middle ground. It's just a free-for-all. That chaos is just an excuse or an invitation to disrespect the other person because there's a lack of boundaries. Like we know, lack of boundaries is an invitation for disrespect. And like we try to talk about, how do you rectify it? How do you fix it? It's a commitment. You ain't going to commit to nothing that you're going to destroy or shit on. Ain't nobody pay for a car to wreck it. We don't buy insurance to mess up our vehicles, right? It's one of the it's just a fact of life. So I mean, honoring the relationship and I don't know, valuing value, finding people that can find value in you and value that in and of itself is a successful strategy to keeping your relationship peaceful. But I definitely think those things are important. And communication is always going to make.
Yeah, that's key. That's one of the big things. Yeah. Communication is one of the big things, man. But I think when you enter a serious relationship, man, like, dishonesty, man, that's like a person not being honest with you is a red flag, even if it's little stuff. And if it start early, you know, like a person saying, for instance, you might say, hey man, you want some of these chips? And she might say, nah, I don't even eat that kind of shit. I don't like that. That's nasty. You can have that. And then next thing you know, she eating the chips. Well, that's playful, that's fun and all of that kind of stuff. But right off, instead of her being honest and saying, I've never had that before, or those ain't never been the type of chips I had, but I'll try them, you know, like, instead of going that route and just kind of like brushing it off like it's nothing, but then later on trying to get a part of it, that right there builds into something way bigger, bro. Like, it don't sound right. It don't seem like it at first, but it builds into something way bigger, you know, like almost to a point to where, before you know it, people will be going in your wallet or something. You know what I'm saying? While you sleep. Well, you were asleep, so I took your card. Wait. Now you overstepping all kinds of bounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of that.
But it starts with that small disrespect, and it just cascades, avalanches into more and more disrespect, because I feel what you're talking about is that trust or commitment. Because you don't trust the person, you see something you don't like, admittedly, I think we often overreact because we don't want them to bite us bigger than what we can see simply, right? But it's like, I ain't gonna let this one get me.
But that's like a controlling type of behavior, though.
Which one, the line?
I mean, like, kind of all of it, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, you're trying to control a situation when you're lying. You know what I'm saying? That's just...
I can see that.
That's just first and foremost. Like, if a person is lying to you, they trying to get the upper hand. They trying to control the situation and manipulate your mindset to believe what they're telling you right
at
that moment.
Well, let's talk about that. What about somebody you don't trust and you got to lie to them to keep an even keel because you don't trust them? You shouldn't be in a relationship with that person because if you don't trust them,
you don't partake in that type of shit, man. Like, if it's one of those things where the individual don't even trust the person that they with or they're around or that they kicking it with or whatever. No, man, you can't. All you doing is developing like a codependency if you, you just hanging out with a person all the time and you don't even trust them. You're trying to find a reason to be around that individual. You're trying to force yourself to trust that person. You know what I'm saying? And before you know it, you won't go to a certain club unless you're with that person. You won't eat a certain food unless you're eating with that person. Like, you're developing a codependency by forcing yourself to trust somebody or to be around somebody or any of that, man. That all that is controlling behavior. And that's just to me. I might be wrong. I'm not a psychiatrist. Hell, I don't know. But to be absolutely honest with you, I know that's a red flag. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, and all of that shit just creates insecurity in a relationship. So before you know it, you know what I'm saying? You wind up on Snap, the forensic files or some bullshit because you...
Oh, shit.
It get crazy. You hear me? Like, it's all crazy, man. It get nuts. You have to, I don't know, man. Dysfunction, man. That's a big ass bubble, man, to be put in, because it can be abusive. It can be physically abusive. Or it could be verbally abusive.
Mentally.
Yeah. Mentally. Yeah, man. Like, it's real crazy, man. And I can't really say, after having a conversation with you, I can't really say that I've been more in a dysfunctional relationship than I haven't. Because I don't think I have, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of the dysfunction comes in certain relationships comes from having dysfunctional friends, dysfunctional patterns, just little dumb shit that can throw off a whole situation. You know, like, if
what I learned is that you get with dysfunctional people. Because I had never experienced a dysfunctional relationship. Like, I'll be honest, I've been divorced and our relationship had issues, but we had never gone to full nuclear dysfunction, just because I think we did have enough love, respect, and some kind of a foundation.
Yeah.
I think people have histories or track records, patterns. Like I said, the woman I was with, she didn't know how to be in a relationship. She knew how to receive. And that was her MO, you know. So trying to honor an actual relationship, it was lost on her entirely. I know I would joke the whole time talking about how she would act like a serial killer, because she was a sociopath. She was a narcissist. She had no perspective.
Oh, wow.
And you know, that's real. I mean, people.
Hey, that's 100 though. You're right. Yeah. You're right. You're
personality
right.
Disorders are real. Mental health is real. Mental disease, illness.
Yeah.
It's very real.
That's the truth, man. Navigating that's the truth.
And being successful is very important, because what we do when we're in these bad situations, we create bad habits. When we have these bad habits, we take them to the next relationship.
Yep. There you go.
Hurt people. And just spread like a disease.
There you go. You ain't never lying, man. Hey, and on that note, man, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, man, we're going to end this whole conversation, man. Me and my homie Brian is having here, man. We're going to end all of this talking about whether or not the relationship is actually worth saving. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's listen to some tunes and we'll get right back into it.
Tell me someone could unbreak my heart. Can't believe my pain. Somehow I could wish upon a star and make all of the memories go away. But my mind just keeps on going back, and I can't help but think about that guy that's gonna make me miss out on you. And I can't help but remember about that sad day in September, that day he took my heart with him when he left. Oh. See, eventually I would get through this, but right now it seems my heart's in the way. I apologize for the way that I treat you, but I gotta leave you. Unless somehow I come across a case of amnesia. Amnesia, amnesia.
You can wait your whole life wondering when it's gonna come or where it's been. You may have got your heart broken a few times in the past. It never lasts as strong as it used to. It don't feel as good as it used to before. And all the things you used to say, things you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one that's what you tell everyone around you. Know they've heard it all before. What more can you say? When love won't let you walk away, just you can't help who you love, and you find yourself.
big homie Bobby Dollars, and this is the Bobby Dollars Show, man. And I got my homie Brian on, man. You can catch him online at what is it, Chubby
Idris Elba.
See, I be saying, I always call him Idris. I always said Idris Elba. That's why I keep telling you to say whatever, man. All right, so hey, end of it all, man. Hey, let's see how it all comes to a head. After all the dysfunction, the counseling, the therapy, girls' trips, guys' trips, couples' trips, retreats, vacations, kids.
Damn.
How, like, after all of that, man, like, how do you know that the relationship is still worth saving?
Boy, I think it's that respect, right? When you're in a healthy relationship or satisfying relationship, you get something from it. And it can be physical. It can be that respect. It could be material, whatever your love language is. But I think that's a desire, right?
Yeah.
That's the expectations. And when you're confronted with a reality that's different, you need to, that's when I think you need to get perspective and understand what you're getting out of the relationship, because it's not your love language. It's not what you want because it's dysfunctional. It doesn't mean that you're attached to a narcissist. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're attached to someone who knows that they're being dysfunctional. Man, it just means that you've got to get it right.
You must have really have been in a relationship with a couple of narcissists, man, because I heard you say.
I've never had an issue in a relationship in my entire life. I've
been
in a relationship since I was 14 years old. And I had one where I just, from the rip, I just realized, you know, this person was a fucking sociopath. Like, she legitimately is probably a serial killer. Like, she just.
Oh, my God. I hear you. I hear you, bro. Hey, but that's what's up, man. I say, in every relationship, man, like when it's all said and done, it's about being committed to grow. Like, it's about the growth, man. Like, if y'all not committed to, like, individually become a unit and grow together, but still grow individually at the same time, it's kind of pointless. You know what I'm saying? Because every relationship, every morsel of life, you're supposed to get better. You're supposed to evolve. You're supposed to grow up. You're supposed to make better decisions. Like, then when you have children, you're supposed to be a whole different, there's a whole different instinct that comes out of you. They call a parental instinct. I don't know about women's intuition, but I know as a man, as you get older, your hindsight becomes a whole lot more keen, man. Like, you can figure shit out, especially if you like me. Like, I'm a logical dude, man. So I don't look at shit in the sight. I don't look at things like everybody else. Like, I look at things like in a pattern, you know what I'm saying? Of winning, losing, and winning. My patterns are winning, losing, and taking the lesson. So that's how I look at my situations. I don't look at everything like everybody else do. But I think if you in a relationship, man, and you and your partner are willing to grow together, man, yeah, it's worth saving, no matter how many mistakes are made.
Absolutely. And I mean, you see that because you're willing to commit. And in partnering, I think earlier you said it's that they don't know the person. Some people might call it compatibility. I don't even know if it's compatibility, but it's to me, it's that commitment, it's that willingness to build with somebody else and not be a narcissist or to be stubborn. it's that flexibility that you have being rational, being in the middle zone,
right?
Not to an extreme.
Yeah. Hey, that makes sense, man. And that's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to make it all make sense, man. And I 100% agree with what you just said. So when it's all said and done, man, I guess there really isn't a reason, you know, other than the abusive portion, like whether it's verbal, physical, or mental, whatever. Other than the abusive portion, I don't really see too many reasons not to try to make it work. You know, if you got time and history with that individual, if you've been in a relationship for a little while, I'm talking some, yeah, I've been together 3, 4, 5 years. Like, it's kind of just that time and that longevity alone is enough to actually make you want to work a little bit harder. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody get tired of each other, man. Everybody get tired of doing the same shit over and over and over again. So, you know, either you got to make it work or You know, stay stuck where you at, but just do the shit the right way. You hear me? Like, that's what's going to make it work out for yourself, mentally anyway.
It sounds like you have a rewarding relationship where you have a foundation. You've been able to grow through that trust. And I mean, that's what I think a lot of us are trying to get to. You can call it functional. You can call it healthy, strong, whatever. But people getting stronger and growing together is the antithesis to this toxicity and this dysfunction. Yeah. Getting it right is the only way to win when it comes to these kind of relationships.
You heard it here first, man. You heard it for the homeboy, man. Get right and you get your shit together, man. Like, hey, we appreciate y'all checking us out today. We appreciate you taking a little bit of time from your day and letting us entertain you, man. Hey, it's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. And this the homeboy, Be Gone. Tell him one more time.
Man, check me out on all the platforms at Chubby Idris Elba with TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, SoundCloud. And you know the show, Modern Black Man Podcast, going in the fifth season. I'm everywhere. I'm on Stitcher, Breaker, Spotify. I'm on Apple Podcasts. But the one we don't speak of isn't the network for you.
All right, man.
And all the right platforms. I appreciate you letting me be on the show. I can't wait to record again. Appreciate everybody. I'm going to see y'all in the next episode.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Again, it's your big homie. And this has been the Bobby Dollars Show.